This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We found out the real reason why Matt Ryan will never play again for the Indianapolis Colts. Boy, that ended quickly. We had him on a week ago after a big performance. Then it's over. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Jeff Perlman, great sports writer, great writer, has written a book about Bo Jackson. He'll join us coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll hear from Magic Johnson talking about LeBron James passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the all-time scoring list. Your phone calls are always welcome. The poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton?
Dan, I'll update you on hour one here. Do you believe Mike Evans and the refs were exchanging numbers to get golf lessons? Your choices were yes, of course, or LOL. Right now, 61% of the audience say LOL.
All right. How about that? All right. Yeah.
Which means laugh out loud.
That means yes, laugh out loud in
yes.
internet speak.
Yes, he does.
LOL.
And nobody loves an emoji or abbreviation like I do when it comes to texting.
Yeah, you've embraced it.
Paulie has never emojied.
Never. I have no emotions and I don't emoji.
Yeah.
I can have an entire conversation in just emojis.
I love emojis.
I remember it was about
I do.
Checking my records, it was about 4 years ago when you sent your first one. I'm like, oh no. Not Dan.
I know.
Dan's old school.
I love an emoji.
It really works well with your sense of humor, too, because you very much figured out how to make jokes with emojis.
Yes.
Wait. Yeah, you go deep on the emoji list.
And sometimes you'll go, oh, wait, that looks like, okay. Yeah. I could use that and it'd be in reference to something else.
I didn't know there's a sprinkler emoji.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter and @TPShow.
Glad you brought it up.
We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. And those chatting on Chat Row, we also say good morning to our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, amongst the nearly 400 cities that carry this program. Here's Matt Ryan's deal. He is never going to play for the Colts again. Mike Florio wrote, Sam Ehlinger officially becomes the starting quarterback of the Colts. If he fails or gets injured, Nick Foles will take over. If Foles gets injured, the quarterback will be anybody but Matt Ryan. Florio goes on to say, it's all about the contract. And they're going to save, I think, around $17 million if they decide now they're not going to use him next year. They're going to basically say, you're going to get guaranteed money. I think around $12 million base salary next year. He's going to get $12 million to not play for the Colts next year. They just didn't want to pay the extra money that goes along with keeping him on the roster. He will not play for the Colts ever again. Yeah, Paul.
Now, he knows that, Matt Ryan. His agent knows that. Can he ask for his release because of this?
Yes, he could be traded.
Traded or released.
By next Tuesday's deadline, yes. But I think he's got this fully guaranteed.
Is there a contending team?
I don't know if Matt, I don't know if there's somebody that you go, let's plug and play, and he makes a whole lot of sense for us.
I was thinking more of a high-end backup for a run for a contending team, but that seems like a lot of capital to give up. You had to give it up.
I don't know what it's going to cost you to get him, but if you had him as almost a quarterback's coach, offensive coordinator for a younger quarterback, although he might not sign up for that, but that would be the only way I think you could see something like this happening. I'm very proud of what we've done with our podcast. It's episode 3 of Running Smoke. It's out now. The journalist Rajiv Gala goes deeper to find out how the NASCAR driver Derek White got involved in an illegal tobacco smuggling ring. Here's a clip of the latest episode of Running Smoke.
There was so much surveillance going on for months and months at a time.
I thought there was no risk because they told me they're doing it all legal. I took their word for it.
The first thing you want him to know is you're screwing your gun in his ear. And that's it.
The peacekeepers called me and they said that we have a warrant for your arrest.
This week on Running Smoke, cops have been watching Derek's every move for more than a year. They're ready to spring the trap. But Derek says he's done nothing wrong.
I was a middleman. That's all I was. And I was dragged into this mess.
If you haven't caught up on Running Smoke yet, you can go to the Dan Patrick Show website. Check out episodes 1 and 2. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. And make sure to like, review, and follow. Very proud of this. And it feels like this is going to maybe be optioned into a TV series. It's that good. And there's a lot of things at play here. Yes, Eden.
Middleman always gets the.
Yes, they do.
And they never see it coming either.
Yeah.
What the heck? I was just the middleman. Why am I taking the fall for this?
I saw where the great agent Lee Steinberg told Mike McCarthy of Front Office Sports that he thinks Aaron Judge could get a deal, a guaranteed deal, $500 million, 10 years. And Lee Steinberg is the agent who helped negotiate Patrick Mahomes' contract. $500 million, which means 10 years for Aaron Judge. The Giants have reportedly said, we're not going to be outbid on this. That's interesting as well. The Dodgers, there's whispers of, do the Dodgers get involved in this? He's going to get paid. Do I want to give him 10 years? And the answer is absolutely, positively, no. Do I want to run the risk of losing him? And the answer would be the same thing that happened with the St. Louis Cardinals. Yes. If I have confidence in my baseball people that they can develop talent or maybe bring in somebody else, then I would let Aaron Judge walk. I know the Yankees approach the YES Network that carries their games like you would Thursday night on NBC when you'd have Seinfeld or Friends. They create a TV show. And by that, I mean they bring in stars. They want you to tune in to watch the stars. It's not a team as much as watch the stars. You know, Gerrit Cole, Giancarlo Stanton. Now, you might say those aren't really stars, but they spent a lot of money to bring them in. And they had must-see TV with the YES Network when you had Posada with Jeter and Pettit and Clemens and run down the list. That'll be the hard part. Is you lose Aaron Judge and what he means to your box office, what he means to your TV network, that would be a difficult one. I mean, they're already regretting Giancarlo Stanton's $300 million contract. And they're going to regret Gerrit Cole's contract as well. You start to look at some of these teams, like the Cardinals don't really do stupid things financially. Like they got Paul Goldschmidt. I don't know of anybody other than those in St. Louis and Arizona probably talked about it. The guy's going to the Hall of Fame. Nobody talks about Paul Goldschmidt. Now, he didn't do well in the postseason. But you know, I would trust my team, my front office. Can you make us a better team? Can we spend that money more wisely than 10 years, $500 million? Now, maybe the Yankees can validate this and go, yeah, it makes sense. Yes. Is he going to be a bargain? Now, I did say at the time when Mahomes signed his deal, he will be a bargain. And I think he is. And I think he will be. Because if you're getting him for $45 million, by the time he's done with this deal, what are quarterbacks going to get paid? It's like Bryce Harper when he went to the Phillies. I said, you're going to get a bargain with Bryce Harper. Mike Trout, a 12-year deal for, what, $460 million? Okay. I don't know if people go out to see Mike Trout. I think he's going to be one of those guys, you just see his numbers and you go, wow, first ballot Hall of Famer. But is he a guy that brings you to the ballpark? Judge brings you to the ballpark. First of all, he's Paul Bunyan. He's 6'7". And then he's hitting home runs. Mike Trout is just a great baseball player, but I don't know if there's star attraction. Shohei Ohtani you're going out to see. I don't know if you go out to see Mike Trout. You appreciate him. I don't know if you go out to see him. It's like I took my family to one of the last games Jeter played because I wanted my family, even though my three daughters were there because, you know, there was food and it was a nice day. But I said, I just want you to, you can say this to your grandkids. You got to see Derek Jeter play. Played it the right way. And there's nothing exciting about him. It's just Derek Jeter. He probably was 2 for 4, runs scored, and that's it. But I wanted them to say, I got to go see him play. And they're just Aaron Judge, 10 years. So he's going to be 40, 41. That big of a swing. That swing is going to slow down a little bit. He's had injury. $500 million. Yes, Paul?
Aaron Judge is not as young as I think people think. Yeah. He's going to be 31 next season.
Yeah.
He is 4 months younger than Mike Trout. Which doesn't make sense, but Trout was in the league way earlier and great way earlier.
Yeah.
And in 6 seasons in baseball, Aaron Judge has had 2 monster seasons and 4 nice seasons.
Yeah.
He's 2 for 6, and you're going to give him $400 million for 10 years. He'll be 41 at the end of the contract.
Nope.
They gave Trout his contract when he was 27 and a half years old.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And Mike Trout has been much more consistent than Aaron Judge, but he's never had a 62 homer season or a 55 homer season.
Plus, you bowed out of the playoffs. You know, you got swept. Judge didn't do anything. Now, what is the problem you have with advance? And the Astros are still going to be there. Talk about a team that develops pitchers. Good God. You know? Then you throw in Verlander. Now, Verlander, how long can he continue to do this? But they still have a good core there. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, I feel like the Astros are like the Warriors. You lose Carlos Correa and you lose a couple other guys, George Springer. They're like, all right, farm system, replace him with another one. Yeah. I think that's exactly how it's going to be. It's going to be like this for a while with the Astros.
Yeah, and if you're the Yankees have to go, used to be the Yankees, the Red Sox would measure themselves with the Yankees. The moves they would make would be to beat the Yankees. The Yankees have to be making moves that say, how do we compete with the Astros? How do we beat the Astros? The Dodgers are going to keep on spending. And if the Giants start to spend, which I think they should, you know, bring in a face because you don't have anybody. When you think of the Giants, you're probably thinking about players who used to play there. And that's not a good sign for a great baseball city, great ballpark there. All right, we'll get phone calls coming up, and we'll hear from Magic Johnson talking about LeBron passing Kareem on the all-time scoring list. The Lakers are playing the Nuggets coming up tonight. I think the Nuggets are 6.5-point favorites. I think so. The Lakers have lost 17 of their last 18 games on the road against Western Conference opponents.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
But Russell Westbrook Jr. III might not play. I guess he's got a tender hamstring here. See, I wonder if there's going to be
Somebody referred to the Lakers as the Titanic and that Russell Westbrook is the tip of the iceberg. That seems harsh.
I mean,
why does he get all the blame?
Okay, but this didn't come out of nowhere.
Like, their whole team sucks. Why is he the guy like, yeah, you're the reason?
The iceberg came out of nowhere. They obviously didn't see it. This, they saw it.
They had a whole offseason to be like, hey, there's an iceberg in front of us that we kind of hit into last season.
So the two dudes in the crow's nest who missed the iceberg, which is their only job.
That Rob Pulling.
That's Rob Pulling. Bus family.
Genie Bus.
Okay.
Yeah. They like smashed into that iceberg last season and were like, yeah, but that's the only one.
Yeah.
Next season will be a better iceberg.
Yes, Marv.
Who? Who thought it was a good idea? Hey, KCP and Kyle Kuzma, we'll trade you guys for Russell Westbrook. That sounds awesome. Oh, LeBron signed off on. That's even better. What do you guys think was going to happen?
I have no idea. You traded two guys who are better shooters, better players for your team than Russell. Russell Westbrook should be on a team that is going to win 35 games. And just let him play. Come out and see him. He plays hard. He plays sometimes too hard. Yes.
But at the time, though, Kyle Kuzma was known way more for who he was dating than how he was playing.
Yes.
I mean, he didn't even show up at all on the team.
But I think playing with LeBron can stunt your growth. We saw that with Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball. He didn't want younger players. Kuzma got caught up in being a Laker. Although he's put up good numbers, and I think he's on the trading block that, there's a couple of teams that are sniffing around, maybe trying to acquire him. Yes, Samar.
But, DP, you're wrong. Russell Westbrook is going to play on a team that's going to win 35 games.
Wembanyama. Maybe they're in the for Victor.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And is it a hamstring for Westbrook or a hamstring, as in the coach doesn't want to play him?
Oh, okay.
Darvin hamstring.
All right, Darvin hamstring. All right.
Serviceable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Marconi winning, excuse me, but I thought it was.
Yeah, once again, I win individual awards. We don't win team awards.
And I really don't like that that's on your mind. I got to be honest with you. I really hate that storyline.
Nobody's job's in jeopardy, even though if you do.
Yeah, but see, I want to be able to look at everybody too and go, ring.
Oh, so when you walk around the guys at ESPN and then you're like, yeah
and they're like,
ring.
Oh, great. I got 37 of them. Glad you got one, though. Good for you.
If you make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Got big news today at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. A lot of people speculating. Am I going to move on from a Danette? Had that yesterday. Seton, I came in today and he goes, you'll never guess what people are saying. I go, about what? He goes, are we moving on from me? And I go, what?
There's a four on Dan's shirt, and there's only four people in the picture.
There's a picture there, and Seton's not in the picture. And then people were speculating, is Dan going to announce a new Danette?
See ya.
No,
see ya.
But no, Seton is here. Seton is staying. Absolutely.
See ya, O'Connor.
Yes.
See ya, O'Connor.
Yeah. Yes. Seton, you later.
But that is not the case.
But sign up for the newsletter. You'll get the big announcement that'll be coming up later on today. Very, very happy about this. Very proud of this. We've been working on this for over a year. Yes, Paul?
This is super duper cool what we're doing.
Yeah.
And one of the coolest things we've ever done.
Yeah. And we don't do too many super duper cool things.
Yeah.
But this is a super duper cool thing.
It is. This is one where I'm like, when we discussed this a long time ago, I was like, boy, how is this going to happen?
No hints.
No.
No hints.
But a long time in the making.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
I'm the one that's supposed to ruin the surprise, so I'm just going to stay very
silent.
Yeah,
don't do that. You've ruined a couple of my wife's birthdays.
Terrible.
Yeah. I bought my wife an Airstream, and I mentioned, remember that?
I do.
That was awesome.
So I buy my wife an Airstream, and I'm hiding it. And I tell the Danettes, because Fritzy's like, hey, your wife's birthday's, what do you know? And I go, I got her an Airstream. But we can't bring it up on the air.
Dan got you an Airstream. Sorry. Anyway, how's the family? What?
And then my wife goes, Todd said that I'm getting an Airstream.
Oh, jeez.
And then I'm trying to go, how do I make this work into something Airstream?
I just said something like, oh, let's get some nice fresh air, go for a walk, and you stream the show online.
No, you actually said on air, hey, Dan, you're the best, man. You bought your wife an Airstream for her upcoming birthday?
Yes.
That was what he said on
air. Yeah, I couldn't have given it away more.
Yes.
It wasn't a hint.
Yes.
Did Dan give you the Airstream yet? What are you talking about? Ah! What? Oh, you got it. Yes, it was your birthday yesterday. Oh, why?
I know. And then I said to Todd, I said, what are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me take a break here.
Where are you guys going in the airstream? Yeah. You got plans? where are you going to go visit? What states? I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeff Perlman wrote the book on Bo Jackson, and he will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, you got to have energy to keep up with Fritzy every single day. When I take my M drive, it's like, yep, I'm going to give maybe another scoop in here.
You're always just one scoop away.
Yeah. Scoop, there it is. Testosterone support for driven guys packed with clinically tested ingredients supporting healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. And if you're willing to put in a little work, M-Drive can help you stay motivated, energized. And if you like going to the store and inspecting the product, you can. M-Drive, the top-selling products, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, or mdrivedan.com. And I've heard you. You said, can we try it? Yes. We got a two-week trial, $5. So you get started. You text Dan to 55,000, 55000, claim your exclusive offer. You're good to go. Don't waste another day. Get going. Get M-Drive. Text Dan to 55,000. You'll get your first order. It's a two-week trial of M-Drive. Just $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes. Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact, ready-for-anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA, member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more at MBUSA.com. More phone calls coming up. Also, Magic Johnson talks about LeBron passing Kareem on the all-time scoring list. 877-3DP-SHOW. I mentioned we were going to have Jeff Perlman on. He's been on before. New York Times best-selling author. And the new book, The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. He joins us on the program. What made you decide you were going to go all in on Bo Jackson?
I mean, I'm a nostalgist when it comes to sports, probably like you are. When I think about sort of my childhood, on my wall, the Bo Jackson poster with the bat overs, in my college dorm at the University of Delaware, the poster with him in the different, you know, uniforms. I think he's mysterious. I think there's a legacy there that hasn't really gone sort of a deep dive. And I just am fascinated by him. I'm fascinated by everything about that guy and have been for a long time.
You know, I have the Nike campaign. I have the baseball. It's over here on the wall. Bo, just do it. And yep. I don't know that how old that is, how many decades old that is, but I remember getting it. And this is with the baseball and the football with Bo and those great commercials. I might be 35 years old, but it feels like everybody has a Bo Jackson story or they've heard a Bo Jackson story. Were you, is part of the challenge kind of sorting through and say that's real and that's not real?
Yeah, definitely. And also allowing a little bit for the mythology of it all. You know, like there is a certain, you know, like he, his first, he played the first night game in University of Georgia baseball history. And they put in the lights and they brought Auburn his junior year of baseball. And everyone kept telling me this story. They're like, Bo Jackson hit the lights with a home run. Bo Jackson hit the lights. It was crazy. And I'm like, and this is 39 days before The Natural came out. I'm like, there's no way Bo Jackson hit the lights. That's stupid. Well, Bo Jackson hit the lights. He was playing right field. They were booing him to hell. His first at bat, he grounds out. They're mocking him in the outfield. His second at bat, he comes up against a pitcher named Larry Lyons, University of Georgia, hits a ball that slams into the light fixture, falls to the ground. He jogs back out to the outfield. I swear to God, Dan, this is true. They're bowing at him. His next two at bats, Dan, he hits two more home runs. His last at bat, he doubles, and they boo him. True story, 100% true, but not on tape.
How much interaction did you have with Bo?
Very little. So I, when I was first working on the book, I sent him a copy of some of my other books. I wrote him a note. He called me. We spoke for about a half hour. He was incredibly nice. He told me, you know, a lot of people have reached out to him over the years. It's not his interest to write a book. He doesn't really want to be involved. So I then got really lucky. You remember Bo Knows Bo, the autobiography. Everyone remembers that book. Yeah. So that was written with Dick Schaap. Before Dick Schaap passed away, he donated all his notes and all the audio recordings to the Auburn Library, all of them. They've been sitting in a basement for 30 years, and I was able to acquire them. And it's basically hours and hours of Bo Jackson talking to Dick Schaap, most of it never used. I also interviewed 720 people. Just a real sort of deep dive into the guy.
But why do you think he said no?
He's very guarded. He's very reluctant. I think athletes of that generation, a lot of them think like, this guy's just trying to make a buck off me, or this guy's just trying to, I mean, I get it. You know, a lot of these athletes from that era feel like they were taken advantage of. I think his legacy is worthy of a deep dive biography. I think people should remember him. I think my kids should know who he is, but I 100% get it. I never begrudge someone.
I always wondered this. Certain guys love sports, love playing a sport. Some guys are just good at it. They don't love it. They're just really good at it. You know, Andrew Luck, I don't know if he loved it. He was just really good at it. And then I always thought with Bo, did he love football, or did he was just great at football, but he loved baseball?
He loved track. He loved track. Like, he loved track. At Auburn, he was a great, great sprinter. Mm-hmm. He would have been an Olympian. There's almost no doubt about it. Skill-wise, he was there. I mean, he ran a 4.13 40 at Auburn. He liked football. He liked some of the elements of football. He liked baseball more than football. He liked the pacing of baseball, the camaraderie of baseball. But really, he was coming. He was showing up at the stadium. He was doing his job. he was leaving. I also just want to say, Dan, he shows up with the Raiders, and they actually are skeptical of his 40 time. So Tom Flores is a coach, and he has him run a 40 on grass in pads, and he runs a 4.19. They don't believe it. They have him do it again on grass in pads, 225 pounds. He runs a 4.17.
He ran it better the second time.
He wait his first major league at bat. His first major league at bat, September 2nd, 1986, Royals, White Sox. He hits a grounder to second base, Tim Hewlett. He beats it out. 3.6 seconds. It is the fastest record, a second fastest recorded time ever from home to first for by a right-handed hitter. It's his first at bat. The only guy who ran faster top tape-wise was Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's a joke.
I do love the story when Bo got brought up to the Royals, because he was coming up, and that was a veteran team. You had some crusty old veterans there. Tell the story when Bo, you know, first goes into the locker room.
Well, he shows up. It's like so tone deaf. It's fantastic. With a stack of glossies of him with the Heisman Trophy. And he signed them all and went locker to locker and left them on the seats, thinking like Frank White and George Brett. What they really need in their lives is an autographed picture of some 22-year-old. And Hal McRae was a DH in his last year with the Royals. And he goes around following Bo, and he takes the pictures and starts throwing them up in the air. And everyone starts throwing their own pictures up in the air. And George Brett looks around, and he like takes four of them and hangs them up by his locker. Everyone else just chucks them away. He was arrogant, but not he was cocky. He was confident. He was not arrogant. He was very confident.
I had an opportunity. First time I interviewed him, he had won the Heisman. And I was working at CNN, sat down and did an interview. And he had a really bad stuttering problem. And so you didn't really know about him. What you knew is what you watched with Bo. And he wasn't effusive. He kind of careful in what he was saying and how he was saying it. But later on, I played golf with him and Jim McMahon.
Oh, wow.
And Bo putts one-handed.
Yeah.
And he was great, because I let McMahon and Bo talk. Because being a reporter or journalist, I wanted them to just have fun. So we were playing a round of golf in Chicago. And I just remember Bo putting one-handed. And I said, why are you putting one-handed? He goes, well, look at how well you putt two-handed.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, oh, okay.
But yeah,
he was telling stories back then, whereas, you know, he probably wouldn't have done that if it was just me and, you know, somebody else. But with McMahon was able to talk to him and get him to be a little bit more forthcoming.
Wait, Dan, you know how you and I in media, we come across certain guys who aren't really good for us, but we admire them because we understand that they're actually, like, I remember doing a story years ago. Sports Illustrated sent me to do a piece on Paul Konerko, the White Sox first baseman. Yeah. And I showed up in Chicago, and the guy said to me, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't really want an article on me. It's nothing against you. I just don't really want that. Like, I'm pretty happy right now, and I'm living my life, and I don't need five pages in a magazine about me. I'm good. And you're like, oh, man, I just flew out here. But you also kind of admire it. And I feel like that's Bo Jackson in a lot of ways. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's such a shame. Your career was cut short. He's like, I don't see it as a shame. You could have been in the Hall of Fame. I don't really care. Like, I don't care. And I kind of admire that. In fact, very much admire that about the guy. He's not out there comparing himself to Derrick Henry. He's not out there saying, you think this guy's good, you should have seen me. I could have been Mike Trout. Never, never, ever, ever. And it's one of the most beautiful things about him.
Well, it's like John Stockton. John Stockton, we'd get to the NBA Finals, and NBC would be begging John to do an interview. And he just said, I don't want to do it. That's not why I play. I play to play, not to do these interviews. What did you find out about the hip injury with Bo?
Well, it was, first of all, the Raiders really butchered it at first. He was basically, you know, it was this debilitating hip injury. And he's on the sideline for the rest of the game. He's in the locker room after, just kind of hanging around talking. He went to Buffalo next week when they lost to the Bills 51-3. When he finally got a scan of the hip, there was a huge black mark on the scan. And the doctor says, Bo, do you know what that is? And he's like, no. He goes, that's your blood pooling in your hip. And he, you know, he had just signed. Right after that hip injury happened, he insists to everyone, I'm going to be fine. The Royals signed him to a $2 million contract.
And that was big at the time.
Oh, yeah. And they thought he was going to report to spring training and be okay. He reports to spring training on these purple crutches. And he goes to Alabama to see Frank Andrews, Dr. Andrews, to get a look at the hip. And while he's in Alabama, the Royals release him because they're either going to be on the books for $2 million or they're not. And they're just like, you're not going to come back from this. You can't come back from this. It is impossible for you to come back from this. And the thing about the Royals, their vantage point, John Schuerholz, Art Stewart, they didn't want him playing football from the beginning. And they said from the very beginning, don't do this. Don't do this. Told his agents, don't do this. He insisted on doing it. He was mad at them after they released him, but I don't really see what option they had.
And then he got an artificial hip.
Well, first he played. Here's the crazy thing. 91, he signs with the White Sox. Everyone thinks it's a joke, a gag. White Sox just getting some publicity points. He comes back at the end of that year playing without an artificial hip and basically limping along. And he's not awful, but he comes back for spring training in 92. And it's a really sad. There's a sad moment I wrote about in the book. He's playing. He's limping all over the place. He hits a grounder in a spring training game to short. Cecil Fielder's playing first for the Tigers. He holds his hands up to Alan Trammell saying, don't throw the ball, don't throw the ball, because it was so pathetic watching Bo limp down the line. He didn't want to embarrass him. He gets a hip replacement, comes back in 93. White Sox make the playoffs. He hits a huge home run to get him there against Dave Fleming in Seattle.
We're talking to Jeff Perlman. The book is a great book to pick up, The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. You also wrote the Brett Favre book, and then everything that came out, you sent out a tweet, I believe, saying basically, don't buy this book. If you haven't bought it, don't buy it. Did you see any of this coming?
I feel like, in a way, we all did this wrong, we in the media. I won't speak for you, but I'm saying, like, when he sent that, this is going to sound corny, when he sent the pictures of his, you know, private parts to Jen Sturger, the sideline reporter, I feel like Brett Favre should have been dead to us all. Like, that should have been enough. Yeah. You know, like, what kind of person does that? And we always fell for the gunslinger swagger. He's a gunslinger. Look, he's coming back with the Vikings. My book was a hard look at him. It was not a glorious look of Brett Favre. But I still think, did I fall for this? So the reason I sent out that tweet, the guy allegedly took money. He's from Mississippi. This is your state. It is the poorest state in the nation. People need welfare money to survive. And you and the governor are funneling welfare money to pay for a volleyball arena at your alma mater that you could afford. I always think, like, did you learn nothing from your career, from the diversity of sports, from being around guys from different backgrounds? You've certainly played with guys who grew up in largely African-American communities, who grew up on welfare, who grew up with hardworking parents who needed help. Did you learn nothing? Does that just mean nothing to you? And I was so disturbed and so disgusted. I was like, don't buy this book. Don't waste your time reading about this jackass.
Yeah. All right. My guys want to pitch you your next book.
Love it.
Okay. All right. Paulie, I'll start with you. Give me your elevator pitch for Jeff.
I think Larry Bird is one of the greatest athletes of all time. I think the story of his youth, there's a lot of stuff there about Bob Knight and going to Indiana. Was he doing garbage and he was found at a pool and all this stuff with Indiana State? His family, his father, there's a lot of people outside of Indiana don't know his background, and I think a really detailed book would be fantastic.
Hasn't that already been written?
With him, he wrote
Bob Ryan already?
Yeah, Drive with Bob Ryan.
Yeah, okay. Seton, what's your pitch?
Well, this is another athlete who seemingly has endless legendary stories about him, probably more humorous than anything because the dude was just like a walking, I don't know, just one line after the other. Okay. But John's hitting 316. Ricky's hitting 330. Ricky Henderson, the stories about him are just the absolute best. But I know there have been a couple books about him. But I feel like there's got to be more stories out there.
All right.
Wait, Dan, can I just say,
yeah.
Howard Bryant released a book probably 5 months ago called Ricky. It's a tremendous, tremendous biography.
It's
of
on Seton's desk.
It's literally
right?
Sitting on my desk.
It's over there. That's why I was saying Howard wrote this already.
And you can still have another one.
Todd, what's your pitch?
My pitch is, if not the brothers, then we focus on Sterling Sharp. 7 seasons. He was on to major greatness. Had the neck injury, personality, maybe not quite as much as Shannon Sharp, but I'd be interested in a deep dive on Sterling Sharp.
I think it's a little too niche.
Is that just a we'll do the Day story?
Yeah.
Then we'll do the Wesley Walker biography.
Oh, yes. One eye. He's my kind of guy.
Marv, you got a pitch for Jeff.
You know what? The business of LeBron James with Rich Paul, Maverick Carter. the entire thing from the jump. I'm sure it's probably been written about, but Jeff, like, the Showtime book was ridiculously good. So just a real deep dive into even the Cavs.
I got you kissing up a little bit. Oh, yeah, Showtime Lakers was great. Jeff, what are some of the ones that you're thinking about?
I actually have been talking at length about, just with friends, about Larry Bird as a possible. I think there is a great Larry Bird biography to be written. Mm. You know, their last book was, I think, was the Bob Ryan book when he was still playing.
Hold on, Jeff. Muncie.
Okay, what about UNLV late 80s, early 90s?
Ooh.
There's some stories there.
UNLV?
Yeah, I think it's, the thing is, I always, I'm being serious. Like, the question is, like, is there mass audience appeal? Are enough, I'm not saying there isn't, but are enough people going to bite on a UNLV book? Are the names big enough? Tarkanian, maybe Larry Johnson, Stacey Augman. I just don't know for sure.
You got someone Vegas said to me the, and gamblers and, you know.
Wait, let me ask you guys, I'm being serious. Someone pitched me an idea or said to me the other day, you should do a book about 80s wrestling, like WWE 1980. Sure. It's not a horrible idea, right?
Well, you know you're going to have, you know, a mass audience that are going to be interested in that. Absolutely. Yeah. What, Marv, you want another pitch?
I'm switching it. No, no, no. The Urban Meyer Florida Gators teams.
Whoa. Marvelous.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, I'm in.
You're in.
You guys pay me. Dan Patrick Press.
Well, you're going to get 30 minutes with Urban Meyer because he's probably not going to want to talk about this.
I just go to the bar he owns and hang out with the attractive women. And show up.
Look at that. Shots fired. Did you hear what Perlman said about Urban Meyer? Good luck with the book. It's one of those fascinating guys that you're right. He didn't say much. I don't know how many great interviews you actually heard, but the stories about Bo told by other people, that's what makes it so much fun. Because they tell it in a way where you're not going to believe this, but, and then you eventually believe it when, you know, they back it up.
I do just want to say he hit a baseball in a game against Fairfield High that went so high that the left fielder, by the time it came down, Bo was rounding third base. And I thought that was ridiculous. And I talked about 12 different people from that game and they all told me the same story. So maybe it's not true, but maybe it is.
But didn't you talk to the pitcher?
I don't know if I talked to the pitcher from that game. I talked to the left fielder who caught the ball.
Oh, the left fielder. Okay.
I talked to the pitcher from the game against Georgia.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for joining us. Always great to talk to you, Jeff.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Jeff Perlman, New York Times bestselling author, the last folk hero, had the Showtime Lakers. He's doing well, on a roll. Maybe going to pick up Paulie's suggestion, Larry Bird.
I felt pretty bad when I found out Bob Ryan had written one. But that was I think, 20 years ago Bob Ryan wrote that, 15 years ago.
Yes.
You shouldn't feel as bad as not remembering that you literally have – I'm touching it right now.
It's been Ricky Henderson's
here.
Book right
it's
there.
It's literally right. I'm like, oh, Ricky Henderson, he's my favorite. Oh, no, it's right. It's literally – I don't even have to move. I can put my hand on the book. It's right there.
How about we take a break? Phone calls coming up back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Sunday night. Packers-Bills starts at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Paulie said, if you could go back through time and you could say, we're going to make this person healthy for their entire career, we're going to take Bo Jackson out of the equation because Bo always wins that one. Who's the athlete that you would recommend, nominate, that you would want to see them be able to play an entire career? And yes, those on social media who noticed Jeff Perlman's pictures behind him, they were not straight. They were crooked. I did notice that. It did bother me greatly, but I kept looking at his pictures and they were crooked and I was not making eye contact with him. I wanted to say, would you straighten out your photos there, Jeff? All right. Paulie, I'll let you start.
I'll go first. Go back to 1985. There was a fantastic player on the Knicks named Bernard King. I think history's forgot about Bernard King. At age 28, he late in the season, ripped up his knee. He was averaging 33 points a game, Dan. That's 5 points ahead of the second leading scorer in the NBA. They finished that season, and they're one of the worst teams. They got Patrick Ewing. Imagine if Patrick Ewing walked into the Knicks where he didn't have to be the focal point, and Bernard King was 28 years old, averaging an easy 30. That Knicks team could have gone in a better direction earlier, and definitely history would have treated Bernard King better.
Bernard King told me one time, I asked him, because he was 6'5", I said, how are you getting your shot off? Jumpers over anybody. And he said that he started his shot, he'd have his back to the basket, he'd post you up, but he would start shooting as he's turning. He didn't wait to turn to shoot. He started turning and ready to shoot, and that's how he would say, I don't remember him getting his shot blocked, certainly in his prime. Unstoppable. Bernard King was unbelievable. But I just remember that was just fascinating that he was trying to get a shot off and that's how he'd do it. Todd, what's your recommendation?
Gale Sayers comes to mind, but my own bias, I have to go with Terrell Davis. As silly as that might sound, I think he had several more amazing seasons in him, and that I would have liked to have seen him play a few more years at that level after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Gale Sayers is a wonderful call, and I might have cried. I might have cried that day when he got hurt against San Francisco. Kermit Alexander was the defensive back, and when Gale came back, he just wasn't the same. But I just remember he was just different. There was a couple running backs. O.J. Simpson was different at USC. Jim Brown, certainly different. But Gale Sayers was unbelievably different than anybody I'd ever seen before. Seton O'Connor.
First name that popped into my head was Grant Hill.
Who just sent in an email suggestion? Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell just said Grant Hill. So you and
great minds.
Yeah, after you saw what Will sent in to me,
correct.
Then you just said, "Oh, I'm going to go with Grant Hill to be like Will Ferrell."
Yeah.
What about you, Marv?
I'm going to go with Brandon Roy. He was on a tear to start his career.
All right.
He was
underrated.
Second team All NBA in Portland before Dame Lillard.
Yeah, underrated. I still go back to that night. I'm hosting the draft, and I had an agent from somebody else saying, "You guys going to bring up Brandon Roy's knee issues?" And I said this to my guys that I'm working with. I said, "Hey, I had somebody, you know, Brandon Roy's knees are a lot worse than what people know." And I thought maybe this guy's sabotaging him. Turned out he was right. Yeah, Paul.
Before Grant Hill got injured, he was 27 years old. He was averaging 26-6-6, 2 steals and a block.
Final hour coming up. We'll hear from Magic Johnson talking about LeBron passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And also our good buddy Marcellus Wiley will stop by as well. Hope you'll join us. Final hour coming up. One more item. We close out hour two. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is here to help you out. If you're a new customer, $5 NBA Moneyline bet, that will get you $200 in free bets if your team wins. Also, everybody can boost their winnings up to 100%. DraftKings has the stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, place a stepped-up same-game parlay today. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. The promo code is Patrick, and you make any $5 bet this week and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Todd?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.